Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 7:40 on this Thursday morning. Chances are, if you've gone to perhaps a Tiger baseball game in the last year or two, you have swung by the Michigan Central train station to see how it's looking. It's looking fantastic. Ford has poured millions of dollars into revamping that iconic bit of Detroit architecture. And now Google is joining in as well. We're going to get the latest on this now from Chief Operating Officer of Michigan Central, Carolina Plazinski. Carolina, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been so exciting to see this great station come back to life. Tell us a little bit about the latest collaboration there.
Yeah, so Michigan Central, as you mentioned, we made some announcements earlier this year around a commitment that we made with the state of Michigan, the city of Detroit, and we announced a partnership with Google. As we try to build this hub for mobility innovation, for entrepreneurship, sustainability, and really community development, we need key core partners, and Google and Ford Motor Company are the first couple. One of Google's main focus is really on bringing and collaborating with us to bring kind of the workforce readiness and mentor programs to life at Michigan Central. And we're excited to announce that the first milestone in that partnership. So in the fall, we will have we will kick off the first Google Code Next class, which is really about training the workforce of the future with technical skills, and so that's why we wanted to share with you that today the applications are open for Detroiters to actually apply and be part of that program.
How exciting. I know it's something that Google wants to do all throughout the Midwest, but this is going to be the first in their series of collaborations like this, isn't it?
It is. It is. They're expanding the lab, and the lab itself will be at Michigan Central. And so it will be focused on, as Michigan Central is really focused on kind of those skills at the seams, which really is a combination of technical skills and innovation and leadership skills. The Google Code Next program is a great inaugural program to get moving on that.
That's fantastic. As you said, the enrollment period is now. When will this actually start, and will it actually be taking place at Michigan Central? And the follow up to that is: does that mean that the building is almost inhabitable at this point?
Yeah, so it will start in October. Applications are open now for the first class. We're expecting about 40 students in the first class, and the applications close tomorrow. So if there are Detroit high school students interested, they should go to the Google Code Next website. There's a banner at the top to be able to apply because space is limited. And we're starting in one of our existing buildings, which is called the Factory. It's on the corner of Rosa Parks and Michigan Avenue. So we're starting there because the building is not open yet. The first building, which is the book depository, it's to the east of the train station, that will open later this year. Will be really the hub of innovations where the startups and entrepreneurs, really kind of a makerspace, will be there. But the train station will open a bit later.
It's so exciting to watch this come back to life and to see all the potential for what is going to happen there. This is going to be a real centerpiece for innovation in Detroit, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we've been busy. Google will be one, as I mentioned. Ford Motor Company is a key partner as they've underpinned this investment. And we've been busy creating that partner network to really bring this to life.
If people want to follow along with what's going on, get the latest on the Michigan Central station, is there a website or somewhere where people can sort of connect with Michigan Central?
Yeah, michigancentral.com. We try to keep that with the latest news up there. We try to keep latest photos so folks can follow that, as well as then we announce programs like I've just spoke of.
All right, sounds good. Well, Carolina, thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me today.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.